What the fuck is fucking up, fuckers?
Fuckers! You try to fuck on me?
Yeah, that's all I got. What it is, it is Monday! Fuck, I hate Mondays. But today's Monday is pretty cool because I'm completely off. So I'm sitting here feeling my beard grow. Beard. It is 9 days in a wake up, people. 9 motherfucking days and a wake up until I exit the motherfucking army. And I will tell you, I am going to use illegal substances to the best of my ability, right? I have been so good for so long and I'm so fucking sick of it. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. What does that have to do with anything? I don't even know. No, no. I got Buddha excited. He's scratching his kennel. So, well, it's a big day in the world today. Today is day one of the quest for Lord Stanley's Cup. The NHL playoffs are here. I could not be more excited. My beloved Minnesota Wild are up against the Dallas Stars. I mean, this is, in my eyes, the ultimate fucking hate match, right? You bought our fucking North Stars. You turned them into the Dallas Stars. They own the history of the Minnesota North Stars. Like, that is a fact that just fucking tears me up, right? They get to claim all the records, all the jerseys, all the, you know, they hold the rights to the logos and all that shit of the Minnesota North Stars, and it just pisses me the fuck off, right? I feel like we should be able to buy that back and attach it to the Minnesota Wild. Then, nah, I know you can't do that, it doesn't work that way, but I mean, man, we had hockey when hockey was fucking hockey. Don't get me started. I'm going to get on a fucking roll here. I'll just tell you, there was nothing in the NHL like Basil McRae. Ryan Reeves. Fuck, I love Ryan Reeves. They were interviewing the new kid, Brock Faber, and he said something. He's like, oh, yeah, Ryan Reeves, he's a big pushover. You know, he's not a tough guy at all. And then Reeves in the background says, you better hope I resign. Because I tell you what, he would too. He would check Faber through a fucking wall for that comment just because he could. I had a total boner. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think back if I actually talked about this or not. But we're playing the Winnipeg Jets, and there's a rivalry there. In Minnesota, we hate Canadians, and everyone makes fun of us from every other state in the world because we're almost Canada. But, you know, we hate fucking Canadians. We'll eat their bacon, we'll drink their fucking syrup, and we'll fucking drink their whiskey. But my God, take your maple leaf flag and stick it up your fucking ass. We hate Canadians. Oh, good day, eh? And their fucking gun control. Fuck off. Anyways, we don't really like fucking Winnipeg Jets. So we got a grudge match game going. Minnesota's down by one. They're not giving up. They're just not giving up. They're just that thorn in the fucking side thing, right? Well, I'm still really upset about this, but Hartman did a give and go. Well, it wasn't really give and go, right? But he just basically redirected a pass and then turned around, did a reverse check, and just fucking flattened Ehlers. Like, just laid that son of a bitch down on the ground. And NHL decided that was, interference, and they suspended him for a game. And, like, the fuck, man? I still don't understand how that was not a clean hit. Guy was coming at him because he touched the puck. He turned around, reverse checked him, and fucking flattened him. And now it's a one game suspension. Whatever, right? So then what do? They come back and they throw this just horrible fucking cross check on, pretty sure it was on Johnny Gaudreau. Not Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey. God, Frederick Francis, whatever. Fuck, Gaudreau. Another goddamn French Canadian fucking name. But it was just this cheap shot cross check right up under the rib cage against the boards, right? I mean, that's not a fuck you. That is a fuck you, right? Why are we fucking injuring people? You know, there's now we're down to like 4 minutes left in the game and shit's getting real bucky. And, no, I'm sorry. That was down to like 1 minute left in the game. So We get the power play with 1 minute left, you know, and it's 5 minute major that they gave him, which, I mean, is the right call, but with 1 minute left in the game, who fucking cares? We're down by one. Dino, God bless my fucking favorite fucking coach in hockey, the fucking, what's his name? I can't even think of the fuckhead coach's name from fucking Winnipeg, but he's up on the bench and he's staring Dino down. And he's yelling at him, you fucking cocksucker, you fucking... Nah, 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 nah. Dino shrugs and gives him the come on motion and then puts fucking the fourth line on the ice. Yeah, I did talk about this because we're going to fucking fourth line it, right? So Revo comes out, fucking throws hands, and that's the way I want to live my life, right? Where, yeah, the win matters, but more importantly, I'm going to take your fucking face and smash it into the fucking ground. And yes, I did take my antipsychotics this morning. Pretty sure of it. But fuck, that made me happy. Went up to the lake this weekend. It was glorious. Opened up the cabin. Got the pontoon in the water. Did all the little touches. And actually grilled up. Got my big old grill going and fired up some burgers. They turned out okay. I have a really good burger recipe. I've been told my hamburgers are top-notch. And tell you what, I fucking enjoy them. But that was delicious. Smoked myself a fucking Deadwood Tobacco Fat Bottom Betty. Oh, my God. It was glorious. Just something about a good cigar after a good meal. It just makes me happy. And Yogi's sister-in-law made these fucking peanut butter Fritos. And they're like crack. Peanut butter Fritos. You know, it's like this sheet pan dessert. It's just fucking addictive. It's that sweet and salty thing, you know. It just, ah, God, they're so good. That was really good. So, yeah. That's where I'm at. Hockey, Lake Erie, peanut butter Fritos, energy drinks. Oh, fuck. I tried Monster energy drinks. Made that alcohol, I think they call it the Beast. My buddy Justin from the big Grippy Sock vacation, he was actually my roommate. I think I talked about him before. He, you know, I'm in a group text with him and Dougie Doug. And, you know, he sent a picture. He's like, oh, you guys tried these? They're fucking awesome, right? So the first one I opened was the berry flavored one. And I literally took like three sips of it. And I was like, yeah, nope, not fucking happening, right? And so I joined back in the text group on yesterday morning, you know, like, those things are fucking trash. He's like, did you try the green one? I'm like, you know, because you got this 12 pack and you're buying it for three fucking cans, you know, the only one is the green one. The green one is pretty good. Maybe I'll try the peach and the white one later. I don't know. But, anyways, yeah, so they're only like 5-7. I mean, it's got no more alcohol than a Budweiser, but, you know, you think in theory it's a good way to start your night off, right? You can slam an energy drink with a little bit of booze in it and, you know, get liquored up to drink enough Coors Lights to keep the party going. I don't know. Fuck. It just brings me back to my whole, like, drinking Budweiser thing right now. And to be honest with you, you know, I love drinking Budweiser beer. It's kind of been my go-to shit beer for as long as I can remember. I mean, back in, I think when I turned 21, it was my first beer. And this Budweiser debacle with the Bud Light, with the transgender person on the can thing is just, man, it's something else. It's just something else. And I honestly don't want to sit in a store with a case of Budweiser and have to listen to somebody fucking tell me about it. I don't really give a shit about what they did. I do think it may have been just a little short-sighted. Budweiser's just getting killed now. I think they're down 5 billion. Or no, 5 million? I don't know. Their stock's tanked after this whole thing, right? Then I think about it, you know, like, I'm affected too, because people just have to voice their opinions, and everyone has their right to an opinion, right? Because I believe this. I believe this completely. But I also have my right to not give a fuck or want to listen to said opinion. And, you know, it's just polarizing. I have a few friends that are trans, right? And I've said this before, you know, in my libertarian views that I'm trying to perfect my life, I don't have to understand your life. I have to support you as a human being, right? So, to me, you know, some brand jumping into a segment just seems like, why don't we just drink and make beer, you know, and make funny beer commercials and stop making grandiose statements. And I'm not coming at this from, you know, that's not me. I'm never going to drink Budweiser because they used a transgender person in their marketing. I don't really give a fuck. I like Labatt's, but they used Pittsburgh Penguin logo on their fucking beers. Am I going to boycott them? I mean, it felt a little sacrilegious drinking a beer with a Pittsburgh Penguin label on it when I went to see the Wild get their ass kicked by Pittsburgh, but I still drank the fucking beer and I still bought another one. But now we got a whole nation that has to stand up. Can't have them she men on the beer cans. Fucking hey. Be a little more creative in your hatred, people. Be a little more creative. You don't have to agree with everyone's lifestyle. You don't even have to understand it, right? But for the love of fuck, they're not hurting anyone. They're not hurting you. They're not taking your shit. They're not, you know, oh, my children have to see this. Well, your children should see lots of things and be forced to learn the skill of critical thinking. Is this a problem? Is this a threat? Do I have to... You know, is this a teaching moment? There you go. Boom. Is this a teaching moment? I don't want to get too far into this. I have friends and acquaintances from every demographic group in the world. And I'm not trying to sit here and do that. Oh, you know, I know a black guy and I can say, just shut up. But what I'm trying to say is I've got so many different influences in my life. Some have taught me, some have opposed me, some have excited me, some have, you name it, right? Open up your aperture. Let your life get a little bit bigger. Invite in the uncomfortable things and seek understanding. I honestly, like, I was talking to Yogi about this the other night. We were watching... What was the show? The one that's on HBO, the post-apocalyptic zombie thing. This is them, or I don't know. But there was a scene with Nick. Fuck, he played Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec, and I love him. Nick. Oh, I can't think of his name. But there was a love scene between him and another man, and it freaked me out. And it made me uncomfortable. And I couldn't really figure out why. And it really bothered me. And Yogi said it bothered her too, and then she spoke to her friend. You know, she's a homosexual friend that she works with. And, you know, like flat out said, you know, why did this bother us? Why are we, you know, and he's like, because they were old. He said it wouldn't have bothered you if it was two young guys. It's because they were old. That's what made it uncomfortable. I just thought that was super interesting. But, you know, again, I start questioning myself, like, am I a homophobe? Because I don't want to think I'm a homophobe. I'm not attracted to men. I find nothing attractive about men. I'm very attracted to women. I think everything about women is sexy. Everything about women is exciting. But why do I care if you're attracted to the same sex? What does that do to me? How does that impact my life? Why can't we all just mind our own fucking business and just realize if somebody isn't hurting someone else with their life choices, why is it our fucking business? Why do we have to stick our nose in? Why do we really give a fuck who's on a beer can? I'm kind of freaked out by this anti-trans movement, and I don't understand the trans lifestyle. I don't get it. But I more importantly have no fucking clue what this anti-trans movement is. Like, it's just, yeah. What the fuck, people? Who gives a shit what clothes someone wears, what gender they identify as? And this whole, like, bathroom thing. I would pay good money to see someone with a vagina pee in a urinal. I'd pay good money for that. Like, that to me is entertainment. And if it goes the other way, you would use a stall, I would assume. So I'm not going to see, you know, like, why do people get so excited about that? Hey, what the fuck? Who are you that you're even making goddamn eye contact in the bathroom? You know, you never break that faux pas of making eye contact at the stall. You find your spot, the pee spot on the wall, and you stare at that spot, right? That's where you piss in the urinal while you're staring at that spot, and then you do your little dance, jiggle, 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 tuck it back, push it back out, let that last five dribbles out, sucker back in, zipper up, walk away, wash your hands, right? Why are we like staring at each other like, wow, do you have the opposite body part in your, okay, okay, I'm a hypocrite, because I would be watching like crazy if someone with a vagina was being in a urinal. Like, dude, that's been my whole claim to fame. Is I can write my name in the snow. And I defy any woman to have as good a cursive as I do when writing my name in the snow. Yeah, I said it. That's sexism right there. You want to know why men are better than women? Because we can write in the snow in cursive. Mic drop. You couldn't hear the mic drop, but I just dropped it. Except it's on this like crane thing, so it didn't fall. That was mic drop. I like to think I'm funny because we all know women run the world, right? The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Us dudes, we like to think we're in charge in the relationship. See, and now these are questions I have too. Like, I really need to get one of my gay friends to come on the show and like talk about this. Because now, who has power? Who gets to hold the remote control when two men are together? Huh? Think about it. Think about it. That. Oof. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But that's that point, guys, girls, ladies, men, others. Why do we care? How does this affect me? And if you tell me, oh, my kids, I will shut you down in a second, tune you out, because that is weak parenting. And then, just here, I'm on a rant. Get me on a rant, right? What's wrong with society today? What's wrong with society today is we expect teachers to teach our kids to, like, we just send them to school and we're fine, right? Somebody else is always teaching your kids. Who's teaching them? Their friends are teaching them. And what if their friends learn the same thing your kids have learned? Examples from your parents. But then we expect the teacher to teach them the hard things, right? Have you ever sat down with your kid and talked about racism? Have you ever sat down with your kid and talked about homosexuality? Or do we just let the schools do it and then we bitch about it? Ah, schools are teaching sex ed. They're teaching this and that. Nah, 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 nah. Why haven't you had that conversation? And I think it's because most men in the world are scared to say the word vagina. That's what I think part of it is. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I could be wrong. Somebody prove me wrong, man. Review my fucking podcast. There you go. And tell me, hey, this guy is a fucking idiot. I say vagina all the time. I will pay cash to whoever goes on Apple Podcasts and says, this dude's an idiot and he knows nothing about the vagina. That's how low I'm willing to go for reviews right now, people. Why can't we just be good to each other? Why do we have to assume everybody else sucks? Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm the most hypervigilant person you'll meet, and I have a plan to kill every fucking person I meet. I have already planned your death when we are standing within throwing distance, right? Because everyone in the world is a threat to me. That's the demon. That is the punishment I get for having served in combat. Everyone in the world is trying to kill me. That's how I view my world, and it's fucking horrible. And all I'm trying to do now is stop it. Instead of having plans to defend myself from the whole world trying to attack me, I'm trying to just go, wow, man, that guy's got rad shoes on. I bet you he's a cool dude. Wow, that lady's hair is atrocious, and I just want to know what mindset did she have to do that. Why is that guy wearing biker shorts at Walmart? I'm going to go talk to him because that's either insane bravery or sheer lunacy. Either way, that's going to be fucking entertaining, right? Why can't we start looking at the world like that instead of just being judgy? Oh, they're gay. Oh, there's a tranny on a can. Oh, fuck. Fuck us all, man. Fuck us all. We just wish we'd be better people to each other. Because people bring everything to the world, man. Without friendship, without new experiences, we're stagnant. Why be stagnant? Let's be on this planet and be excited. Let's feel things. Do you remember wonderment? Why do we lose wonderment at such a young age? Right? Because we get excited about shit and our parents are like, yeah, I've seen a rock before. Thanks, Billy. And we get the wonderment beaten out of us. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to rediscover wonderment and I'm trying to get excited about things that pique my interest, right? And that's been so much of the freedom of my motorcycle because I go out to places I've never been and I'm seeing them from the wide open view of no windshield, no, well, okay, I got a windshield, but it's really fucking short. I see over it, okay? But let's get out there and let's like, oh my God, did you see that fucking mountain? Did you see that fucking river? Oh my God, did you see that fucking crane take off? You know, like, just, and be excited and share that excitement and share that joy. Meet new people. Meet people who scare you and meet people that scare you not because they can hurt you, but because they're so different than you. Start eating at fucked up restaurants. Try different food. Who on my listening list has had Swahili food? I haven't had Swahili food. I went to a Brazilian steakhouse once. See what I'm saying? Like, let's get out there and explore. Let's get out there and feel. Man, I'm just standing on a pulpit preaching at y'all, but it's all over why I can't even just go get a goddamn case of Budweiser, right? Because I don't want to have to defend what I think shouldn't be an issue. And if you're listening to my show, thank you for listening to my show. But just consider that these people that we judge are just like us. And you see the line, right? The quote, never judge a person until you've walked a mile in their shoes. Never judge a person because you have no idea what their battle or journey is, right? And we wish that people wouldn't judge us for our battles and our journeys. And when we have a bad day and when our hair is ridiculous, when we wear biker shorts to Walmart, wouldn't it be nice to not feel like everyone's watching you? So let's stop watching people. Let's learn. Let's engage. Let's stop whispering. maybe someday I'll be able to drink Bud again without having to fucking defend things that I don't even know about. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. I'm trying to be less dangerous and more happy. Trying to be less dangerous and more outgoing. Trying to be less dangerous and more helpful. Fuck, it's not easy. But I'm trying. I'm trying every day to be a better person. Trying every day to talk to people outside of my comfort zone. I'm trying to learn something from them. And I'm trying to bring up every human I come in contact with that isn't seeking to cause me harm. It's a weird goal. But we just got to think about this without the filters of TV, without these narratives, and with our own minds. Granted, there are some people that you're going to talk to that are just fucking nutbags, right? But again, they're nutbags. And in their mind, you're a fucking idiot. Try to think about that for me. Let me know how it goes. Send me a letter. I like letters, a postcard, an email, a text, a message to the Mofo Show page. Tell me I'm a fucking idiot. Tell me I'm a fucking genius. Tell me my hair looks amazing. Stick with me on the countdown. 9 days and a wake up. Whatever it's going to be. Go fast. Don't die. Kick the tires. Light the fires. Fuck it, man. Safety third.